insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. I would like to welcome you to yet another of our programs. And inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to understand more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون.
We had arrived at verse 74, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثم قست قلوبكم مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. This verse, verse 74, is the last verse that deals with, or it's the ending verse of what was started at verse 47. That was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Bani Israel to remember the an'um, as the verse said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلُ اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. O children of Israel, remember my blessings which I bestowed upon you. وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And that I gave you an advantage over all the nations. From verse 48 onwards, the examples of these particular, or of these special blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were explained. Up to this point, from verse 48 up to verse 73, all these different special blessings are mentioned. Allah talked about, it's good to go over all of that because it's related to this verse. I want to give a very brief recap of all of those special blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in these verses. First, we had the issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Bani Israel from the oppression that they were facing under Fir'aun. How that happened, miraculously, the sea, or actually the Nile River, which is referred to as the sea, opened so they could cross it, and Bani Israel, and the people of Pharaoh actually got trapped in the water and they drowned. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the special commandments. Then the way they reacted to that was, they actually, when the Prophet was not there, after seeing all those signs, they decided to start worshipping the calf, the artificial calf. So then they were supposed to be punished, but the punishment wasn't done to them the way, as severe as it was supposed to. They were forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. That's again a special blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for them. Then afterwards, they made another claim, and that was, or another request from the Prophet. After seeing all those signs, again, they started saying that we will not believe in this God unless we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jahratan, it said, visibly with our eyes. And this is when they were actually punished, those people who came with Prophet Musa. Thunderbolt came and they all died. And Prophet Musa got up and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring them back to life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, again, a special blessing. They deserved that death, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them back to life. Then they were commanded to go to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem. They rejected that call, so they were sent to the desert. Again, a special blessing came, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent special clouds that would not move, they would be stationary, where they would give shade to these people, and also abundant food, very good meat and honey, or the syrup that we talked about was given to them. And then, again, they started to say that we do not want this. Why do we only have one type of food? They started to complain about that, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, if you don't want this, you can go to any city you want, to a city, and settle there, and you'll have the food you're asking for. Then after the Ten Commandments were given in verse 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that we gave you the commandments for your own benefit. We explained that the laws, all laws in all religions, are only to the benefit of mankind, to make sure that these people and all people move towards prosperity and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the purpose of creation. So they were given the commandments and they were told act accordingly, and they took an oath on that. But then they turned back and they rejected that again. One of the examples was the issue of the violation of the laws of Sabbath, that people were supposed to not work. They tried to make loopholes, and the little pools that they made beside the river or the seashore where they would gather the fish on Sabbath. Again, in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not punish all of Bani Israel, only those people, and He turned them into monkeys, which was, again, another sign for these people to benefit, for the tribe as a whole to benefit and see, look, this is what we get if we, in other words, He showed the punishment in this life, which is very beneficial for the rest of those people. So as a tribe, they were actually given the special benefit, along with the benefit of not being punished entirely, because we see that entire tribes were punished when a group of them, a good number of them, would do such a thing, and the rest of them would not object that. Then this last story began, that the person, the young man was murdered. The person who murdered him tried to blame it on others. There was a fight, there was argument, they were accusing one another about the murder. And Allah subhanahu, they went to the Prophet Musa, to ask him for to resolve the issue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Musa that they need to slaughter a cow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to bless him with that. He wanted to bring the dead person back to life. But instead of taking that and doing what the Prophet said, they disrespectfully said, are you taking us as a joke? And when they seemed like they were accepting that, and the Prophet said, no, this is not a joke, this is serious, they, out of disbelief, they said, okay, what type of cow is going to do that? So tell us, what are the characteristics of this cow? Okay, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do it, any, kill any cow, and I'll do that for you. Because it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was going to be doing it, not the cow. It wasn't any particular cow. But because they treated the command like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it narrow. He said, no, not now that you did that, not every cow is going to count. Okay, so only going to be a cow that's neither too young nor too old. But do, He commanded, He said, do what I told you. They didn't want to accept that either. So they came back and said, what color does it have to be? So said that it's got to be a nice yellow. Then again, they didn't want to do it again. They're like, okay, what are you talking about? Which cow is going to have this effect? So they came back disrespectfully again, saying that, ask your Lord, not our Lord, your Lord, okay, what cow is going to have this effect? So the last criterion that was mentioned was that it's got, along with the other criterions that were mentioned, that this cow should not have been used till the earth, or to be used in water, to water the tillage. Okay. And also that it's sound and without blemish. These were mentioned. There was only one cow that had this. So all these signs, well, after they got the cow, the tail of the cow was used, the body was touched to the tail of the cow, and he came back to life. The murdered person came back to life, and he told the people who had actually murdered him. Now, all these different signs, and it's interesting, let me tell you about something that hasn't been mentioned in these verses, and there's a hadith that mentions that regarding this cow, that after they made it so narrow that there's only one cow that had the characteristics, they went to buy it, they actually found it with one young man. That the young man had this cow, he didn't want to sell it, and they asked for it. We explain this, of course, very briefly, but there's an extra point that it's good to, as a reminder. So they went to buy it. He didn't want to sell it. So they said, you know, we really want this. We need this cow. So he said, he offered a very, very high price and said, you know, only if you want to pay me this much, so much gold, I will actually give it to you guys. And that's when, you know, they had to. They went to the prophet and said, should we buy it? He said, yes, you have to. And they went ahead and bought it. Now that young man, the hadith says that they went and told Prophet Musa that this young man that you bought this cow from was actually one that was very good with his parents. It was a very, you know, decent and young person without too much money and wealth, but he was very good and very nice to his parents. And it seems like the way the story goes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing him and rewarding them for how he's been reacting and acting towards and behaving towards his parents, which is something for us to remind the listeners too, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on numerous occasions, especially to Bani Israel, some of those address the addresses are too, that they should be respectful of the parents. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the belief in himself, believing in God, then he says, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. If we do good to the parents, then there's a lot of good for us in that. The good that's mentioned in this story is that in this life, even not even in the hereafter, and this is something that the scholars tell us, and you know, the mu'mineen, the real believers tell us, they've had experience with those who've been good with their parents, they've been able to benefit even in this world more than the rest of the people have. So all these signs, all these special blessings were mentioned for Bani Israel. At the end, after mentioning these and reminding Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even after seeing all of this, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, then your hearts hardened after that. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. Your hearts are like stones, or even harder. You know, this metaphor is used in English as well. When you want to say something is really hard, say his heart is rock hard. That's how hard it is. Says, so they are like stones or even harder. God forbid if one reaches this stage after receiving guidance upon guidance upon guidance and rejecting that, this is where one reaches, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, the hearts have become like stone or even harder. There's more explanation for the verse. Inshallah, we'll try to explain that in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi وبركاته.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك يا من لا شريك